With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and from the mayor's office, we're talking now with Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga. And Mr. Mayor, welcome to July 1 on a really kind of quiet, boring morning.
Yes, happy new fiscal year. good to talk to you, Rick.
All right, let's get to it. And of course, I was being facetious because we all woke up this morning with press releases from cities and towns all over the North Shore with regard to a trash collection problem. And from what I understand, it's Republic Services, I believe it's called, that picks up the trash and does the recycling, at least here in Gloucester. And from what I understand, the cities and towns don't have anything to do with the contract negotiations that are going on between the workers and the company. So maybe you could elucidate a little bit for me.
Right. That's exactly. That's, you know, we have a contract with Republic, as does, I believe, 16 other communities, cities and towns in the region. And, you know, we got word a week or so ago that they were in negotiations and it was, you know, hadn't been finalized. So we were given a heads up that there was the potential for a strike. I did call and talk to one of the higher ups at Republic last week and just checked in to see what was going on. He had just come out of negotiations, said, you know, they had a good session. They were going back in, but apparently that good session was not the trend because we heard last night, very late last night, that they did indeed vote to go on strike effective midnight. So Gloucester, as well as the other 16 communities, had no trash pickup today from Republic. Our contract with Republic states that they are supposed to have an alternate plan for us. We're working closely with them to see what that plan would be. And we did send out, as you mentioned, we put out a message, an all call today to everybody sign up for our system, phone system. And on Facebook, we put out word that there would be no pickup today and requesting that people bring in their trash and recycling, not leave it at the curb. This week is probably going to be difficult to have any pickup by Republic, but we're working on a plan B within, you know, here internally in the city, while Republic is working on what should be plan A, which they are, as I said, contractually obligated to provide, is pickup. But you're correct. Cities and towns have zero input on the negotiations between Republic and, in this case, their union, which is Teamsters Local 25.
You know, Mr. Mayor, one thing comes to mind was the strike in New York many, many years ago. And historically, I'm not sure I've ever heard of anything like this going on in Massachusetts, or at least here in eastern Massachusetts. Are you familiar with any other kinds of work stoppages like this?
No, I am not. I mean, I'm familiar with the old footage of the New York strike, or the results. You've seen the piles and piles of trash on the sides of the streets in Times Square and other places. And I don't think it's going to get to that level here, but it's kind of unfortunate that cities and towns have their hands tied as far as options. You know, the days of our local landfill, which is now Magnolia Woods, are 30 years in our rearview mirror. So, again, this is the agenda today and probably for the rest of the week to find an alternative and to encourage both sides to get back to the table and settle their contract.
All right. It is July 1, really summer fully underway now, especially in Gloucester with the St. Peter's Fiesta in the rearview mirror, as you say, and also the Revolutionary Bunker Hill reenactment, Revolutionary War. And but good things happening. And let's start with July 1, Mayor Virga. The budget has been finalized and now it's in effect. And tell me a little bit about where we stand with that, and then we'll get to some of the summer happenings that you want to promote.
Sure. So the budget is finalized. It is was voted by the city council and the school committee, so it is official. We are in our fiscal year 26. And speaking of contracts, the city have, since the beginning of the year, have settled 5 of the 6 contracts on the city side of the budget, you know, which includes our clerical people, our fire, which was a big one. And most recently, just this week, I signed a contract for the superior officers. That's for the police department. So the last remaining contract on the city side is the patrolman's contract. And they've all come in relatively quick negotiations, relatively speaking. and what's affordable for the city, and for and I believe fair contracts for the union members. So we're kicking off the new year on a good note as far as that goes, but the new fiscal year, that is. But as you know, it's been going on for decades, is the 3rd of July festivities, the Horribles Parade. That'll be kicking off. And then on the 4th of July, and we'll be putting out another all call to everyone subscribed about this, the 4th of July, our cannon, the Parrot gun up at Stage 4 Park, will be fired multiple times throughout the morning in celebration of the 4th of July, starting at 8 a.m. So we'll send out a similar message we did around the Battle of Bunker Hill, which is if you have pets or if you or family members are sensitive to loud noises, you know, be cognizant that that will be going off. And we'll have the full schedule of the times that it'll be going off. But moving on to some other exciting things over the summer is we have three different concert series that kick off. And on Thursdays through July and August will be, as part of the Culture Splash, will be the Harbor Loop concert series starting July 10th. They have two concerts, one 6 to 7 with an opening act, and then 7:30 to 9:30 with a headliner. Then on Fridays, the concerts at the Meeting House Green over at the Universalist Church will be starting July 11th, 6 p.m. And then, of course, the bandstand, Antonio Gentile Bandstand, Dave Benjamin, former colleague of yours, is runs those very well.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on Sunday, starting this Sunday, July 6th at 6:30. So a lot of great free music for people to check out live and outdoors and under the beautiful skies. So there'll be a lot to do this summer. And, you know, it was just the start with the Battle of Bunker Hill and the Fiesta. Now there's still a lot more summer to go, leading us right to the Labor Day weekend with the Schooner Fest.
And it goes so fast. All right, good stuff happening. Now, speaking of good stuff, there's something to do with kindness on your plate. Tell me about that.
Right. So, you know, the nation has really taken a turn over the last several years in terms of, and I don't want to get partisan, but, you know, people aren't as nice to each other as we once were. And it's, you know, not just nationally, it certainly trickles right down here locally. So this is an effort primarily started by our health department to just remind people about kindness. And if they go to the city's website, which I'm sure you'll post the link that I forwarded to you, they can fill out a form and nominate somebody for one of these kindness recognitions. And, you know, we have different political views. We have different views on sports teams. And, you know, we're not all just cookie-cutter folks with the same exact preferences and likes. So we just have to acknowledge that, you know, the variety is what makes culture interesting. And I think we should embrace that. And so hopefully people will check out the site and, you know, if we can just all do our part, be a little nicer to one another, it'll go a long way. And it'll certainly send a positive message to younger people. So future generations will hopefully it'll just come more naturally.
I like the idea because this is the first time in my many, 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 many years on this planet that I've actually lost friends over politics, and that's very, very troublesome. Having formed been a cannoneer myself in the Army, you know, we work together with people from everywhere. So I hope this little initiative gets off the ground and does good things. Do you know how many how often someone will be recognized? How many times the health department is going to do that?
Well, it literally is launching today, so I'm not sure of how frequently they'll be doing this, but it's going to run through October 31st. So, you know, it's an opportunity. You know, in the old days, we didn't really, you know, like I may have mentioned this to you before, but when I was growing up, I didn't know what religion my neighbors were, other than ones who went to the same church as me, or what their political leanings were. Nowadays, people just, with the social media world we live in, everything about you is on there, and your algorithm sort of is just basically manicured to your preferences. And I think people tend to get in bubbles and think that everybody thinks like them. And I guess we all have to realize that you know, it's not the case. So,
well, and you know, the other thing is, too, is recent tragedies on Cape Ann have shown how people do come together. So this is a chance to come together without having necessarily responding to a tragedy. So good luck with that, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Rick.
All right, that's it. That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. Hold on, let me stop the recording here. All right, there we go.